This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia has not abandoned its plan of hitting Ukraine with airstrikes and sees power blackouts as its last hope. Russian missiles, artillery, and drones hammered targets in eastern and southern Ukraine, Ukraine's general staff said on Monday, as global economic powers pledged to beef up Kyiv's military capabilities with a focus on air defenses. Iran on Monday announced it carried out its second execution of a prisoner connected to the nationwide protest that began in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prisoner had been detained and convicted amid nationwide protests challenging the country's theocracy. The authorities had aired footage on state television, which it claimed showed him stabbing two security force members to death and running away. Majid Reza Ranavad explains his actions to the courtroom. The reason for my hatred against security forces, he says, was the clips published on social media showing them beating and killing people. Ranavad's public hanging, less than a month after he allegedly carried out the fatal stabbings, shows the speed at which Iran will carry out death sentences for those detained in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 has appeared in federal court in Washington to face charges of international terrorism. His extradition to the U.S. was a milestone in the decades-old investigation into the attack that killed 259 people in the air and 11 on the ground.